The people who can save America. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The key to stimulating the consumer economy is to get consumers to spend money on unnecessary things the way they used to. So I asked for calls from anybody who in the last week has spent money on something utterly unnecessary. Art lovers like Kathy.
I bought at a gift shop this last week a cast iron hand.
And they say art isn't stimulative. A cast iron hand, and it was only $50.
In fact, they had more than one.
Give the money to people like Kathy, because I have a feeling that she's not done.
They had a foot.
A foot, imagine. Here's Nathan.
Well, we're newly not poor.
Nathan's just entering the middle class.
I'm 27.
He's buying his first plane ticket to Europe and says that his generation will buy anything.
Not only would we be more likely to spend it, we'd be more likely to spend it on expensive things. We
exactly.
have more expensive taste, I think, than our elders.
Send the money to 27-year-olds. Then there's Dave.
$900 worth of Viking cookware.
His family's going to start cooking instead of eating out.
I'm 38.
38. Give the money to 38-year-olds.
I am on my way to the plastic surgeon's office right now.
Oh, wait a second. Here's Amy.
I am going to have fat sucked out of my legs and put into my cheeks.
$4,000 for plumper cheeks.
When you're 41 and you're divorced and you're going back out on the market.
Mm-hmm. The data is conclusive. You can build highways and schools, but if you want the money to circulate, give it to art lovers and anybody between the ages of 27 and 41, and stand back. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.